Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be alright if you talk to me. Hey, once again, you've reached my podcast. This is Scott Anderson, and we are in September 2022. First off, I'd like to share the first official sponsor of this podcast, the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. So, will be available hopefully in the February timeframe. So, if you're interested in books about human beings and books about things and relationships and how the world kind of works out, Danny and the Corporate Ladder is a great book to pick up and read. It'll be available in Kindle, in paperback, and it'll also be available as an audiobook. So, my first sponsor, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Anyway, kind of wandering through a bunch of interesting things today. I finally got, as I mentioned last week, I finally got the Unistellar telescope. I've been playing with it a little bit. Took my first picture inside the house. I didn't take it outside yet. Interesting. It was fun, and it worked. And, you know, it's got a very fun toggle that I can, you know, move the telescope, which is really cool. So that part's been a lot of fun. I'm learning a little bit about taking images way out in space. It's something that I really enjoy. I learned how to do this with an ROV, remotely operated vehicle, learning to take pictures underwater. Underwater is different. You get light issues, which you also have when you're talking about way out in space, way into the darkness that is space. So that part's been a learning experience. It's sort of like you learn how to fly drones. You learn how to capture video with a drone. And so it's interesting to me. You kind of look at the difference in how a camera works, but also the environmental impact on that camera, which can be significant. So that part is fun. I'm enjoying learning that part. The software works really well. It's a Wi-Fi connection, so you don't have to worry quite as much about the reality of Bluetooth and what Bluetooth can or cannot handle in terms of total amount of data being moved, but overall it's good, enjoying it so far. The other thing is I did manage to get a bunch of stuff out of the basement. My cleanup project continues, and so far I've really done a decent job of getting stuff out. I've got a bunch of stuff I need to get rid of yet, but going through and kind of cleaning up. But that isn't really relevant to today. As I said, first sponsor, the Unistellar telescope. That's been kind of fun, really enjoying the connecting and playing with that stuff. The other thing that I've been looking at is a company by the name of Beaver Labs. Now, I like to get technology that supports STEM and STEAM. STEM being science, technology, engineering, and math. And the version I prefer, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, I really enjoy looking at things both from the perspective of high and low. So the Unistellar telescope lets me look high, and the Beaver scope lets me look low. It is actually a microscope that is automatically connected to your phone or your tablet and allows you to very quickly look at items that are tiny, small. It's kind of always been a kind of a passion of mine to see, you know, what is the value proposition of what I want to see, right? What I want to look at. I've been a coin collector for many years, and one of the things that I've always done is I've always had a camera that could allow me to take pictures and close-ups of coins so that I can, you know, verify and get the right information. Sometimes looking at it with a microfine magnifying glass isn't that simple or easy. And it's very critical that you don't clean coins that you're collecting, because if you clean them, then they aren't worth as much money. Sometimes I use the small or the microscope to take a look at the coins just to see what coin it is. The same is true for stamps or anything else that you might want to evaluate from the smaller scale. So I highly recommend, again, if you're in the mode or in the market for or considering both the Unistellar product, which is a connected telescope, and the Beaver Labs product, which is a great connected microscope. both of them are, you know, reasonably priced and easily, you know, set up in your home. So just kind of an easy, quick way to take on the concept of being a citizen scientist. And a citizen scientist simply means, you know, you're not a professional scientist. You're not being paid by a scientific organization or a university or a government agency. You're simply doing things because you want to. You're curious. You have an interest in what lies beyond simply what you see. You want to do more. You want to see more. You want to judge and evaluate and consider, you know, the eternal questions that all of us ask, I guess, most of our lives. You know, why are we here? What are we doing? And what is the value proposition? That beats reading the news right now, because every time I read the news, I find myself spinning around an axis and truly feeling like things are getting worse and worse and worse. I did listen to a podcast over the weekend. A historian was talking about the fact that, hey, you know, things appear bad now, but just remember, they've been worse. I mean, there was a time when the country was at civil war. There was a time, you know, the first 30 or not 30, what is it? Yeah, the first 20, yeah, the first 30 years of this country, we were at war with Britain. You know, not a war that you know, people would have said we were going to win. So things have been worse in the past. It's just, you know, it's always disconcerting and jarring when it's happening now, when it's happening to you and as you kind of go forward. Anyway, as I kind of wrap up for this September podcast, the weather is finally coming around. It's actually getting cooler in the DC area, so that's always nice. I walk outside, as I probably mentioned a couple hundred times on the podcast, and in walking outside, I truly find it much more relaxing to be walking outside when the temperature is not, you know, the surface of the sun or the, you know, the sun side of Mercury, but where it's, you know, it's actually comfortable outside. It's a little warmer this week than it was last week. Last week was probably closer to the low, you know, high 70s, low 80s. We're, you know, heading towards the mid 80s. But the good news is we're not heading back into the 90s. So anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast.